the cops in New York? Is it me? Do all the cops in New York look like Ray Romano of Everybody Loves Raymond? And they all look buff like they've got that 5-year Gold's Gym membership. Then in the 6th year after the gym membership expires, they look more like Kevin James or the King of Queens, a Pillsbury Doughboy. Put them in the oven, bake 15 minutes, bam, popping fresh dough. Now, I don't have anything against cops or law enforcement, but I think when they hire these guys, they should raise the bar a little. They should take it off the damn ground. And the life cycle of a cop? They go from playing with their prick to joining the police force and acting like a dick. Whatever happened to protect and serve? The new police motto has become stop, profile, and harass. How about, hey officer, kiss my ass? And according to the latest statistics, there are 10,000 banks being robbed every year in America. I can only find 2 incidents of any Dunkin' Donuts being robbed all year. And that's because you can always find a cop jerking off in their parking lots with both hands. Here's a business tip for you. Forget about putting your money in a bank. Invest it in Dunkin' Donuts. You know they'll never get robbed. I was driving here tonight, doing about 80 miles an hour, when I noticed a police officer sitting in a speed trap. You know it's cold when you see a cop pointing a radar gun and eating a donut, frozen solid. Now let's talk about sleeping on the job. It was 6 a.m. one morning, I was driving through New York, and I noticed a cop parked at a broken traffic light, sleeping in his patrol car. So I drove past about 6 hours later, because I was curious. And I spotted the officer, still sleeping in the same position I had seen him earlier. Now I got a little pissed off, right? I get out of my car, and I tapped on his window, and I woke his ass up. And as he wiped the sleep from his eyes, I said, officer, are you all right? Because as a concerned taxpayer, I was hoping you were damn dead. There was another time I was driving New York, and I get stopped by an unmarked patrol car with 3 undercover officers in it. The officer says, we pulled you over because you've got out-of-state plates and you look suspicious. I look out of place and suspicious, I said. An Irish and Italian cop in the front seat of the car, and a Puerto Rican in the back of the car smoking a cigarette without handcuffs, and I look out of place? I told him, you should have let the Puerto Rican drive. A couple of months ago, I was in New York City at Times Square, and I asked an officer, how many people are living here in New York now? So the officer says, it's either 12 or 14 million. So I say, well, is it 12? Or is it 14? So the officer says, you know, I'm really not sure. So I say, I'll bet you it's 12 if you blow your whistle and yell immigration.